Let's talk about something that you might think that I have got an interest in, which is technology, and in particular, this time, Wi-Fi. I'd like to meet Phil Campbell, social media artist, general whiz.
I would say that pretty much covers
kid?
It. Yeah.
You're a bit old to be a whiz kid, aren't you?
Yeah, I haven't got I can't do the skateboard and the roller skating anymore, no.
All right. With what you do, you rely on the internet.
I do.
Phil. And you might say that, you know, the internet is becoming as necessary as being able to make a phone call.
Absolutely.
Or send a text message.
I think we treat internet connectivity now almost like an emergency service. You know, literally we have water, fuel, a roof over our head, but we live very fast lives. We get holidays in very quickly. We expect there to be some kind of level of connectivity because you need to be connected to your work environment, people back home, your families. It's something that we need, like water.
When you book your holiday, often hotels will advertise that they've got Wi-Fi, whether it be free or not. Mm. I know that a friend of mine's looking for a new house, and one of their requirements is that they're going to get fast broadband. You know, it used to be, didn't it, that it needs to be near a good school and convenient for the shops and all that stuff. But now a requirement of many house purchases is that the house they're about to buy is in an area where you're not going to get a trickle of a broadband speed. You're going to get something substantial. It is because becoming part of our lives as a commonplace.
Absolutely. I mean, if you just look at how the rise of social networks, you know, Facebook and Twitter, how they're astronomically sort of gaining users, people want this stuff. They want people's opinions. They want to tap into what's called the social grid, and they want those connections wherever they are.
Do you think, I mean, this is just going off topic for one moment, do you think as we become more and more reliant on the technology, we know less? The number of people that you ask a question to, they pick up their smartphone and they're just Googling the answer, they're finding out. You might be watching television on the sofa. Oh, who's that actress been in before? And then within a couple of seconds, you've got the answer. But I'm not sure that we know more. I think we know less and reliant on other people's knowledge and searching for it.
I think one of the things that I've noticed over the last 10 years, probably the last five actually, as I've been going around different venues around the world, is that there's definitely a digital divide, you know, where people sort of want this but don't know why they want it. And I would absolutely agree with you that people sort of rely on it too much. And it does worry me that the infrastructure might not be there for the future, for the children coming up. Absolutely, I would totally agree with that.
You're the right kind of age to have watched Tomorrow's World 25, 30 years ago when they were talking about the paperless office, right? And printers printer manufacturers were in panic because they thought they would never, ever make any more printers. And yet we're surrounded by paper. There's more paper being used and printed on than ever before. The other thing that you don't have to cast your mind back for too far to find, there's going to be this thing called a cloud. It's going to be over sort of the whole country. And I remember people even drawing pictures of a cloud over the whole of England. And beneath that cloud, you'd get internet connectivity all the time, wherever you go, and it would be fast.
Now,
some of that is coming, isn't it, in America, particularly with the 4G stuff.
Sure.
Explain the difference between the 3G, as you will know it now, and Wi-Fi. What is that difference?
Okay, so, for instance, 3G mobile networks, the providers of that had to pay a license fee to be able to spread this 3G signal across the country. The difference between 3G and Wi-Fi is the Wi-Fi has what's called a backhaul. It's connected to something. So, for instance, in Nottingham, we have a wealth of fibre in various locations in the lace market and all around. The major difference is the speed, you know, and 3G drops out. It's a cellular network. It's on a certain band, whereas Wi-Fi, it's a fixed position and then broadcast out by a tower.
And since I brought in 4G, you better explain what that is.
Yeah, so 4G is an iteration on top of 3G. It's a faster version of it. It also goes by the name of LTE and a bunch of other different names. Ultimately, though, it's just faster mobile internet.
So would you like to see Nottingham, for example, free Wi-Fi? So that means anyone, doesn't matter which network they've got their phone tariff through, they can bring out their smartphone, use their laptop, their pad, and they can get Wi-Fi.
I think it would be an absolute travesty not to put Wi-Fi across.
Why is it so important?
Well, you know, you're spending a lot of money on a train station to bring people in to the region. That is your first port of call for all the tourism that might be brought into Nottingham. All the people who are tourists, I see people going down the Lace Market Road, high pavement, looking for the old Lace Market. We're missing an opportunity to feed them digitally via their smartphones. Mm. You know, Apple are selling millions and millions and millions of iPads. People are consuming more, but in the place where they want to consume it. So spreading it across the city, having the retailers being able to broadcast their special offers, being able to stream live the beach, it's huge.
Some places, Madeira, I was alerted to. So, you know, there's just near the Canary Islands, just north of the Canaries, almost all over the island of Madeira. This free Wi-Fi, even up a mountain.
I think,
why can't we do it in a go-getting city like Nottingham?
I think it comes down to this, really. You know, there's fibre in the ground. There's legislation. There's rent. There's lots of different things to do with BTY that can't happen. We do have co-location places that literally just on our doorstep down here that you could put a WiMAX aerial on the roof. Charge £1, £2 a month to the students in the area who are probably waiting 4 weeks for BT to install their broadband line. And, you know, they can be brand advocates for your city.
Well, here's what the go-ahead Nottingham City Council has to say about this. We don't have any free public Wi-Fi hotspots. We've got no plans to offer it in the future. Looking at plans to introduce free Wi-Fi in some libraries, but it's a pilot scheme and it hasn't even been agreed yet. So there's a council right on the cusp of technology and the 21st century. I think, what's that? I can hear the Industrial Revolution just kicking in at the Nottingham City Council. It's not on, though, is it, modern world not to have this?
Listen, you can rejuvenate your local economy, your local economy, with so many creative artists and people who are doing great things. You can amplify your city through brand advocates making social media on a day-to-day basis.
You've been blogging about this today.
I have.
You've been saying what we've just been saying on
the
radio.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, look, where can I read that?
So if you go to blog.me.dm.
All right, look forward to reading that later, and nice to meet you, Phil Campbell.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much indeed.
You.